Hello, Acceleration Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Sick Career Podcast. This podcast is meant for ambitious professionals who are ready to take proactive control of their career and own their career. Today, as I quickly am approaching my 50th birthday, it's going to happen in November, depends on when you listen to this. November 2nd is my birthday. I want to talk about a topic that comes up at most of my webinars and most of my workshops and questions I get asked all the time by clients, prospects, friends, family. It is the age-old question about ageism. Everybody has an age. Like I said before, I'm about to turn 50. I'm 49 years old. I used to be 48. I used to be 47. I'm going to be 50. I'm going to be 51. You cannot fight the fact that every year you are going to get a year older. You cannot fight the fact that some people are going to see your age and assume something because you're too young, you're too old, you're just right, or something like that. People will see you. They will make lots of determinations based on you, based on your resume, based on the color of your skin, based on your age, based on your weight, based on how you handle yourself. You cannot prevent what people think of you. But what you can do is change how you think of yourself. In my case, I have never felt ageism work against me. Sometimes I've felt in my career that I'm not moving fast enough based on my age, like that I should be further ahead, but I never felt that I was being held back or given opportunity because of my age. That could be a function of I'm a white dude. I'm a privileged white dude born in a middle-class family. I've been afforded resources and privilege and opportunity. So it just has never crossed my mind. However, I know it crosses lots of other people's mind, and I've seen it play out in lots of scenarios. So one situation that I recall during my time in Facebook, I had this boss, a white dude, who was probably 10 years my senior. I was probably, I don't know, 45 then. He was probably 55. He would always talk about these entitled millennials on our team, at Facebook and so forth. It kind of pissed me off, but he was my boss, so I didn't say anything. I said, well, there's entitled old people too. But regardless, this was a way he liked to talk about it. It came through in some calibration sessions where he would essentially, I think, undervalue some of the younger people on the team that were coming up with some innovative ideas, and him discounting it a little bit, saying they don't know how the game is played, or they don't know what the real deal is, whatever. So I saw some things happen there on the negative side for young millennials working, not young millennials, but just millennials that worked against them. I've been part of hiring committees where I've actually hired someone who I believe was 62 years old, a guy who interviewed with me while I was at Tableau, and he was kind of fairly transparent that he was looking for a job where he could retire at. For me, that didn't bother me because I just needed him on the team for 3 or 5 years, 3 or 5 years or whatever, even like a year or two is fine. But I thought in my head that, hey, this dude should not be sharing that information with me. And also the fact that he was 62, it didn't impact me. It actually led to me to be positively inclined to this person. We're hiring someone for the escalation team, and we needed someone with business maturity who has seen a lot of escalations in his or her life. And we hired this guy. He turned out to be a great employee. I believe he is still there, and he's probably going to work there until he retires like he wanted to. And we hired him about 5 years ago when I was at Tableau. I believe he's still there. So there are decisions that are made because of age all the time. But when people think that they're too old and they cannot move up within the organization, or that they cannot get a job because they're too old, I totally call bull dinkies on that. And let me just share my screen here, and I'll describe this for those that are not watching it on video. But I'm going to share with you who my last bosses were at, who my last leadership chain was at my last role at Salesforce. You can see on the screen here, I reported to this woman. Jenny is a white woman. If you look at her profile, she graduated college in 1997. I graduated college in 1995. She's probably 2 years younger than me. So I reported into a 47-year-old white woman. And I'm saying white here because you'll see a common theme. of the leadership chain between me and Mark Benioff, who was the CEO of Salesforce. Jenny reported into this guy, Scott. Scott is significantly older than me. I would imagine he was 10 years older than me. I'm trying to look on his profile here. It looks like his first job was in 1985 as a finance manager. My first job was in 1996, so he's probably 10 years older than me. So he was 59 when he was there at Salesforce. He's no longer there at Salesforce and Tableau. He was a 57, 55-year-old white dude who was in a senior level role. And he got hired there 2 or 3 years prior. So he got hired at Tableau in 2018. So he would have been probably about like 55, 53 then. So white dude getting a job in his 50s as a SVP role at Tableau. Then Scott reported into another white dude, this guy, Dan. He was a head of EVP of sales at Tableau. Let's see if we can dissect how old he is. I don't know if it goes through it. He was at Sun Microsoft. He started there in 1988. I don't know if he had jobs prior to that, but say that he did not. Say that that was his first job out of school. And I'm guessing he's older than that because he looked older than that. He was probably in his 60s and he joined Tableau in 2017. So he probably joined as VP, SVP of sales in his mid 50s, got a job there. I think he got the seniority of the role because he had experience, because he had the age. And again, he was at the Salesforce Tableau for several years, another old white dude. Dan reported into this guy, Gavin. And if you can see my screen here, Gavin's picture is not on the screen, but Gavin was also a white dude. I can tell you that. I know his internal profile. I never met him. I don't know him. He kind of got, we got reorged under him at some point. And he was, looks like an old white dude also. Like if you look back at when he got his degree from Cambridge, it was 1989. So again, he's probably 56, 58, another old white dude. He just left Salesforce in 2023. And now he is on board of lots of companies as a board of advisor. Again, an old guy in the 50s or 60s. Then Gavin reported into this guy, Brett Taylor, who was the co-CEO of Salesforce at a time, another white dude. Brett is younger than me. He was a very successful leader. He's still successful. He's still doing things. He graduated from Stanford in 2002, undergrad, and then he got his master's later. So if he graduated 2002, right now he is probably 42, I would imagine. And when I was there at Tableau, he was probably in his 40s. This guy was a very high profile, high performing guy. He was on the board of Twitter when Twitter was being sold to Elon Musk. So he's very involved in that. He was at Facebook. His company got acquired. So this guy was a young, up-and-coming, very impressive technologist. And from my dealings at Salesforce, he seemed like a really legitimately good guy who cared. He's no longer at Salesforce. He's working on a stealth company, I believe. Another white dude in his 40s. So this person is someone in the 40s that made it quite high. And he happens to be on a very high trajectory, which is an outlier. Then Brett Taylor reported into Mark Benioff. Mark Benioff is the CEO of Salesforce. Mark Benioff graduated from USC in 1986. So I'm guessing Mark Benioff now is about 58. And he started Salesforce in 1999. So he was like 34 years old. So he started Salesforce when he was about 34. And he stayed there and continued to lead it as a 58-year-old. There's some pressure on him, not about his age, but more about the profitability of the company on him. But it's not because of his age that is impacting him. So the reason why I share all that information is there's nothing that you can do about your age. You can choose to think about your age as an advantage, as a disadvantage, or neutral. There are going to be some people, like my boss at Facebook, who is going to hold age against you. There are going to be some people that are going to look at your age, and especially if you have more business maturity and experience, they're going to look at that as a positive. My hunch is that nets out over the course of time. You have like the positive and the negative, maybe 10 or 20% of people on both sides. 20% works for you, 20% works against for you, and then the 60% in the middle is neutral. It's not going to work for you or against you. So my point is on the ageism, there's nothing you can do about it. Some people like to remove the dates of when they graduated college. When I talked about Dan Miller, who was working at Sun from 1989, I'm guessing he had jobs earlier than that, and he's probably trying to hide when he graduated undergrad, is my guess, but I might be wrong there. You can choose to hide your age, you can choose to mask your age, or you can choose to own your age. My vote, own your age. It is what you are. It also brings that valuable experience that leads to more senior roles, that leads to more scope, that leads to more income often as well, because even though roles are not technically a tenurosity, there is a high correlation between your years of experience and the compensation that you get. As we wrap up this episode, just want to share that there's lots of factors that impact people's decision and evaluation of you. Again, it could be the color of your skin, the age, the companies you've worked at, the schools you've worked at. People will form opinions about you. You cannot control their opinions. I saw Reese Witherspoon recently at HubSpot, and she said that other people's opinions of you are none of your business. And I love that quote. I think she was quoting somebody else from that. The point of it is people can think anything they want about you. It's how you react to that. It's how you handle that, what you choose to do or what not to do. So if you're 54 years old, if you're 58 years old, if you're 64 years old and you're like, I want another job, you can either say, no one's going to give me a chance because I'm 58 or 64, or you can say, yeah, let me go figure out how to get this. And let me start building relationships. Let me identify the target companies I want to work for. Let me start talking to people, because I'm telling you, doors will be open for you if you choose to open those doors, if you choose to find those doors to open and reach out. Thanks so much for joining me here on another Sick Career podcast. As you have ideas for other podcast ideas, please shoot me a note. You can always send me a note at alan@kademacareers.com. And if you like this episode, if you love the Sick Career podcast series, please subscribe to the Sick Career podcast. Leave us a review. And if you leave a review and you take a screenshot and you send it to me, I will be very happy to give you a free LinkedIn profile review. With that, I'm going to wrap this one up and leave you with three final words. Own your career.
That wraps up another remarkable episode of the Sick Career Podcast with Alan Stein. Check out past episodes and other resources on the website. That's sickpodcast.com, and it's S-Y-C-K. Alan, tell the audience about the newsletter they can sign up for.
Newsletter rocks. Check out the accelerator, XLR8R. You will get great tips about your career. You'll get honest insights. You will get the occasional pet picture, and you will learn how to take proactive control and take charge of your career.
Very good. Very good. That's sickpodcast.com, S-Y-C-K. For your host, Alan Stein, I'm Russ Reba, and we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. You are going to love the next one.